You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
All right, welcome you Industrial Warriors to the Industrial Talk Podcast. I'm so glad that you are here. We're in the middle of building an industrial leader and the qualities of that individual. And that's because we're at the dojo right now, and we're just working through all of those elements. I know there's a lot, and quite frankly, there's just some that are just more about service than anything else. So let's get this show on the road, and thank you very much once again for joining. All right. Thank you again. I appreciate that. So once again, I know that your time is very important, and we're going to get this thing moving fast right now. So I'm thinking... The point that I want to talk about today, in addition to all the other stuff, and we're going to do a summary, no doubt about that, is that steadfast dedication to those who depend on you. Having that, that desire, that steadfast dedication to those who depend on you. You know, and once again, it's really never about you, right? So a story that comes to mind, I'm not sure if anybody's ever watched, but I highly recommend that you do watch it, and that is Band of Brothers. And the reason for that is the characters, the real ones, in that particular program have that dedication to serving their fellow soldier, right, in times of very challenging and just awful circumstances. But for whatever reason, right, they had that internal, that intrinsic desire to always be dedicated to the individuals that are dependent on you. Because they know that, hey, if I'm not doing it, then we as a team, as a whole, begin to break down. So you as an industrial leader, use that as a scenario to think through. And if you haven't watched it, you gotta watch it, because I gotta tell you, it's pretty gripping and very moving and inspiring, right? So let's think about this. You have families in some way, shape, or form, capacity, right? You have families. You've got people. You've got employees. You've got the company. You've got people depending on you, and have that steadfast dedication on all of those individuals depending on you. Because once again, the mindset is that it's not about you. It's always about that service. And so when we start thinking about that, if we truly have a desire within our world, within our community, within wherever you are, the country, whatever you're in, if you truly want to change the world, you've got to serve. And you've got to have the mindset as an industrial leader that it's not about you. It's always about the dedication of those who depend on you. That's, once again, that just goes in line with that purpose. That goes in line with that service. That goes in line with the sacrifice and that tenacious mentality that you have to have as an industrial leader to get things done so that we can change the world. And I know that sounds all lofty and wonderful and all that great stuff, but really, if you change that, if you have the opportunity of changing that one person, right? You begin changing the world. That one person could change another person, and so on and so forth. Yeah, rose-colored glasses, but I truly believe that. And so when you start thinking, oh, woe is me, nobody's paying attention to me, nobody's giving me the kudos that I so deserve, and so that's when it starts breaking down. That's when you start to destroy or attack the industrial leader mindset. Okay, so what we're going to do, we want that steadfast dedication to those who depend on you. It is not about you. So now, let's summarize. You're going to have courage to ask for help, because I got to tell you, I don't know everything, and you don't know everything, and you do things that are good and some things that are bad, but you find the people that do it well. You always have to ask. You've got that self-discipline, patience. You're going to get back up. You're going to fall down. You're going to get back up, scuff the knees. One more time. Mental strength. Confidence in your own capabilities. Absolutely. You got to, because I know that you can do it well. Resistance to criticism. That's self-explanatory. Genuine interest in the well-being of people. Absolutely. Turn that pyramid upside down. You're a server. Of course, purpose, steadfast purpose. So when you get knocked down, you get back up because it's bigger than you. You always have a positive outlook, and of course you have that correct thinking. So that's where we stand. So I challenge you today. That's the steadfast dedication to the people who depend on you, right? And it's not about you. It's about them and their success, your family, your employees, your company, that philanthropic organization. It's about them, okay? That's how we're going to change the world. And if I hear about the fact that you're saying, woe is me, I'm going to come back at you and say, it's not. Not. Don't do that. So nonetheless, thank you very much for joining. You know you can catch this on industrialtalk.com. We're out there on Facebook. We're out there on LinkedIn. We've got a Twitter account. Go find it. You'll have this information. And please connect with me. I'm out there. Just give me a message, and I would be more than happy to talk to you. So thank you very much. Have a wonderful day. And as always, be safe.